Oh, the night air in Cork is chilling. It's 9 degrees and it's heading towards 3 degrees tomorrow night. So I guess there's going to be a big drop. It's been so warm recently. We've been so covered in cloud that coming out with my dog in the evening has been almost shirt sleeves. But it's not shirt sleeves tonight. Although maybe that's because I've been sitting in the house and feeling warm, so coming outside. Maybe I protected myself against the elements, which don't exist, because 9 degrees is not a chilly. I'm sure some of you in North America particularly have it a lot colder. So here we are. It's the estate again. And the dog is now crawling underneath a plant, lifting his rear offside and doing his business. And I was just doing the ironing before I came out. And then I took things out of the clothes washing machine and hung them up. So I've been doing domestic stuff after watching X Factor this evening. So, that's a kind of... that's the way life is. And I'm wondering, where is the International Space Station? Because, actually, there isn't as much cloud as I thought. I've just come out from under the light of one of these street lamps. And looking up in the sky, I can see quite a few stars. There was an astronaut in Cork recently. I was told that Blackrock Castle Observatory had an astronaut. Now, I've never laid eyes on an astronaut in the flesh. But these are remarkable people, I suppose. Are there people who've done remarkable things? Well, I guess you'd have a major initiation process to go through in order to become an astronaut. And, I'd be no good at that. Anyway, unless they take to sending people up to see whether it'll increase the length of their life. I don't imagine I'm ever going to get up in the sky, and none of you listening to me are likely to make it into space either, I suspect. Although it's possible that my daughter will make it into space. I mean, okay, I know about Richard Branson planning space flights and things like that, but somebody will soon be flying up to space stations. And, oh, look, what am I going on about this sort of stuff for when I can see leaves on the grass, leaves falling off a small tree? It's actually more interesting to watch the light glisten on the leaves of the box plant, that is. I'm being held here as this little fellow attends to what he's interested in. And I think he's quite good at getting his own way. Oh, there's nothing like a deep breath in the evening. Every time I went to anything where they tell you to take deep breath and to, let the breath go right down into your abdomen, I often wonder how much training would take me to carry this form of breathing through into my normal daily life. At one stage today, I did actually do a deep breath. I ran to get onto the golf course. I was late, a little bit late, and rushed to catch up with some strangers, I'll call them, people I'd never met before, who I was due to play with. And so I came scurrying up, breathless. And then, of course, I had to hit a golf shot, and trying to hit a golf shot when you're breathing rapidly isn't the best. So I took a big deep breath, and anyway, it was lovely to walk out in under clouds that looked like they were going to drop on top of us any minute. And it didn't. Got all the way around with hardly a drop at all. This place is very quiet tonight. I wonder how quiet it is where you are. I have no idea where you'll be listening to this. Some of you might be listening to it at home this evening, and more of you mightn't listen to it for months. I have found that, you know, the first day after recording an audio, a relatively small number of people listen to it, but it gradually builds up after a while. And the marvellous thing about it is that you can have people, the content, the chat or whatever you do on the audio is there forever, so to speak. Anyway, that's very obvious. I see roses. I see some, what do they call them? Trophy roses? No, they're roses that stand up in a tub and are on a big long stem. Maybe it's grafted on. There's some name for those kind of roses. It's uncannily quiet on a Sunday night, and there are more of the houses with their windows all shrouded by internal curtains than usual. So I suspect that maybe people are getting a good night's sleep before cracking into the Monday with enthusiasm. Dying to have a good Monday, so they invest in a nice, pleasant evening on Sunday evening. Actually, I do wonder if this place, after everyone has gone to bed, has got loads of rabbits. I know that if you drive out or into this estate about 5 o'clock in the morning, you will definitely see loads of rabbits. Oh, another dog. I didn't know there was a dog in this house. This is the house next to the Doberman. For all I know, this is the Doberman's mother. Or there's that wonderful thing in Beowulf where having killed, you know, a hideous creature, the hero is next called upon to kill the hideous creature's mother, or to do battle with the hideous creature's mother. So you haven't done enough when you've killed one creature who you thought was the most fearsome creature in the world, because there is the mother behind it. And that's what that reminds me of. That was a very odd bark, I thought, as if the dog was hoarse. Now my dog is turning around, still looking backwards in the direction of that dog. I think he found something unusual about that barking. I'm looking also in the direction of the house to see if a human comes to the door. Come on, Rock, let's go. No, we're going now. Look, it's enough. Beowulf, oh my goodness, what a wonderful thing that is. I'm only familiar with the Seamus Heaney translation of it, and familiar is probably too strong a word. I have read it a couple of times, and I reminded that once I had a grandiose idea of getting a group of people to sit in a circle on a lovely summer's evening, outdoors, preferably in an orchard, with some nice wine or something like that. And we would read in about a 3-hour session, maybe 2 hours would have been enough actually. We would read an edited version, because I don't think we could have read the whole way through it. But we would do a live reading for ourselves. This wouldn't be for an audience. This would just be to have the pleasure of reading a Beowulf, which has many parts and. I was excited by this because it wasn't part of my education. I didn't never studied English, except at school. And when I finally got around to reading it, I thought, this is a magnificent saga that, well, you know, it you can make what you like of the characters in it. You can regard them all as, you know, archetypical symbols or whatever I mean by that. And but the story, it's a great, great, great story. And while I'm just running with this stream of thought about Beowulf, I have to say that it was a man called David White, W-H-Y-T-E, who I heard give a wonderful interpretation of Beowulf on one of his CDs. He's a great poet, and if you ever want to look him up, look him up. I think he's written also a great book about the world of work, called Crossing the Forgotten Sea or something like that. I forget what it is. You know what it's like when you've read stuff and you can't exactly recall precisely what the book actually said, but you know that it has been like a layer of paint that you've got all over yourself now that you've read it. The particular layer that book or that film or that music even was responsible for is it's just one more sedimentary layer, you know, making up the person that you are. You'd be hard pressed to even identify what specific influence it has, but you know that in some way it has made you the person that you are, for better or worse. And that's what I'm talking about, really. I'm talking about David White being one of the people who, through his CD. Good night. Well, that's one of my neighbours there. I didn't actually notice him until he shut the door of his car. So here we are. I must finish on this note, though, and I special thanks to a lady whose name on Twitter is called Telling Tales, T-A-L-E-S, and she sent me a comment in relation to the boo from last night, and an audio comment, though. Isn't that wonderful? The idea that you could receive an audio comment. Now, it's on public, it's there for public, so it's not a private one. If you went onto my Audio Boo collection, you'd find it listed there as a comment. And I'm really only used to written comments, but to get an audio comment is special, and because it's the first one, I will absolutely never forget it. And it was a great way to, I don't know, I suppose to get to know a little bit more about somebody who I knew was listening to my audios and whose audios I listened to. But there was something marvellous about it. So I'd just like to thank her very much for that, and over there in London. And I'll say goodnight to you all from the outskirts of Cork City. I'm actually in Cork County, I suppose, in Glanmire. And I wish you all the very best. Bye-bye.